The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and we are celebrating part two, celebrating the legacy of the Isley Brothers right here on a bowl of soul.
Hey, this is Laura Rain from Laura Rain and the Caesars, Detroit. You are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music with your host, Professor T. Love.
Sometimes it's hard for me to tell you so. You may not be in the mood to learn what you think you know. There are times when I find you wanna keep yourself. Strength, I'm just a mirror of what I see. But at your best, you are love. You're a positive, motivating force within my life. Should you ever feel the need to wonder why, let me. Things have taken place before this love affair began. But if you feel, oh, like I feel, confusion can give way to doubt. For there are times when I fall short of what I say. What I say I'm all about, but at your best, you are love. You're a positive, motivating force within my life. Should you ever feel the need to wonder why, let me. heart. You're a positive, motivating force within my life. And if you ever feel the need to wonder why, let me.
Brothers, that that song, At Your Best, You Are Love, you know, that song was sung by Aaliyah, and that was a hit for her, you know, but the Isley Brothers, it was on their album, Harvest for the World, from 1976. It was not a single, but it was a hit on radio, because, you know, back in those days, you know, when you played the whole album, the album got love, okay? In fact, you had numerous hits on one album, and, you know, that's why it's you know, we can, you know, I can remember when we bought albums, that's why albums are treasures, because it wasn't just about the one single. It was like the whole album, even the ones that weren't put out as singles. It was just a masterpiece. And we celebrate the Isley Brothers right here on Ebola. So this is Professor T. Love coming back at you once again. And coming up next, we got another jumper from the Isley Brothers. You know, like I said, they was doing the part one and the part twos of records. This was off of their album called Go For Your Guns, talking about the Pride, part one. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Politicians come to power, take it slow. People need what you know. You're a leader, so you have to play along. Show the hand. You know the way to turn. Either way, still get burned. It's the pride that makes you feel that you belong. It's the pride that keeps you strong. Don't you think it's fascinating? Yeah, yeah. Don't you think it's
Yeah.
pride. Now, that's a smoker. You know, if you play that at a party, people getting on the dance floor, you know, because Isley Brothers are known for their ballads, but they also known for their dance smokers, too. And this was one of them. Fight the Power was another smoker. And this one right here, The Pride Part 1. This song was off of the album Go For Your Guns, as I said. This was the 15th album by the Isley Brothers. And it was recorded at the famous Bearsville Studio, which is up in upstate New York near Woodstock. And owned by the legendary Mr. Albert Grossman. A lot of artists, even rap artists, have recorded at Bearsville Studio. And it was recorded in 1970s, between 1976 and 1977. And this album was released on April 16, 1977. And this, again, was another hot album for them. It peaked later at number one on the Billboard Top 100 Soul Chart and at number six on the Billboard 200. And off of this album was another dope jam, Footsteps in the Dark. And, I don't know how many people have sampled this song, but this is one of the Isley Brothers' classics. Right here on the Bowl of Soul, the Isley Brothers with Footsteps in the Dark. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
For so long, still endure. Do I really care? Hey, hey, let's talk about the distractions going on elsewhere. I keep hearing footsteps, baby, in the dark. Steps, baby, in the dark, oh, in the dark. Woo. Wonders what might have been. Something up ahead. Hey, should I keep this same direction or go back instead? I keep hearing footsteps, baby, in the dark. Sure.
This was off of the platinum album, Go For Your Guns. And this is A Bowl of Soul. You know, a lot of their albums, for Harvest for the World, 1976, Go For Your Guns, 1977, you know, they were on fire. They were on fire in that period. And they had several top 40 pop and R&B singles and popular radio cuts from the Isley Brothers. Coming up next, this jam I love so much. This was off of the album called Showdown, right? This was from 1978, and they had this classic slow jam, Groove With You. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Woo! I'm loving this.
Hi, this is Aya Ito, and you are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Stay all in my mind. Oh. from the first time we met. I wanna groom you. I wanna groom, yeah. I wanna groom. I wanna groom. I wanna of me.
A Bowl of Soul celebrating the Isley Brothers. That's another one that really wasn't a single like that, but you know, it was hot. Nevertheless, the hot song on this album, also another hot song, was Take Me to the Next Phase, part one, part two. And again, this album was a million seller for the Isley Brothers. Coming up next, you know, we were, you know, again, this is also around I hate the name of this word, disco, because really disco to me is R&B and funk, but you know, for marketing purposes, they call it disco. But anyway, this was that era also. And the Isley Brothers, they survived it. They survived it. You know what I'm saying? And on this next album from 1978, which was another platinum album for the Isley Brothers, called Showdown. And they, you know, they did their turn at, you know, doing some disco. And, well, actually, that the song that you heard, and let me just back it up here, Groove With You was off of the Showdown album. Let me get that together, okay? But again, like I said, this is from the disco era, you know, and the Isley Brothers managed to survive the disco era. And they had another hot album, their 17th studio album called Winner Takes All, which was released on their label, T-Neck Records, in 1979. And they had a number one R&B hit with I Wanna Be With You. But they also had a hot hit that they was playing in the clubs called It's a Disco Night, Rock Don't Stop. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Woo!
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Listen to the music, looking for some action.
Another Dance Smoker from them, celebrating the Isley Brothers. And if you're a content creator or a talk show host, you may be the one that wants to get your chance to be on the A Bowl of Soul radio network. Calling all talk show hosts and content creators. Are you searching for the perfect platform to broadcast your voice to the world? Look no further than the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network. With us, you'll reach a vast and diverse audience, not only across the United States, but also overseas. Whether it's music or talk, we've got you covered. Choose from weekly or monthly broadcasts and one-hour time blocks tailored to your schedule. Ready to take your show to the next level? Email us today at abowlofsoul@gmail.com for unbeatable rates. The A Bowl of Soul Radio Network, where your voice finds its home. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
This was from 1983, and this was the last time that you saw all six members of the Isley Brothers was on this album, Between the Sheets, and coming up next, the classic that a lot of the young heads know as a sample track on Biggie's, you know, for Biggie Smalls, but this is the original right here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legacy of the Isley Brothers, talking about In Between the Sheets, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man D-Folks, and y'all are checking out A Bowl of Soul with one of the hottest DJs in the land, Professor T-Love.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You really need me.
beautiful song, you know, and probably one of the most sampled songs. And like I said, this album sold 2 million copies, and it was shortly after the success of this that the Ernie Isley, Marvin Isley, and Chris Jasper, they left the Isley Brothers, and they went on and did their own thing, Isley Jasper Isley, and they came out with this very, very hot, it was a hit, Caravan of Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Sisterhood song, Caravan of Love by Isley Jasper Isley. And you know, the original Isleys in 1985, they, O'Kelly, Rudy, and Ron, they signed with Warner Brothers Records and they released an album called Masterpiece. And after that release, O'Kelly Isley passed away from a heart attack in March of 1986. And the remaining duo of Ron and Rudy Isley, they worked with Angela Winbush and produced album Smooth Sailing in 1987 and Spend the Night. And then after 1989, after that, you know, Rudy retired from the music industry and he went into the ministry. And then, you know, what Ron did was he put the group in hiatus in 1990 and he recorded solo material. But he did revive Ernie Isley and Marvin, and they got together and they released an album in 1991 called Tracks of Life. Now, we're going to move 5 years later where Ron Isley gained a younger audience with the help playing the video villain Mr. Big, okay, in the video with R. Kelly. R. Kelly, you know, of course, R. Kelly grew up listening to the Isley Brothers, and R. Kelly produced a hit for Ron Isley called Down Low, Nobody Has to Know, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're telling me that everything is cool, trying to convince me, baby, to do as you say. Just go along and see things your way and keep it on the down low. In a situation,
I don't know.
I feel there is something that I don't wanna miss. Yeah. So his fancy car, making plans to be in my life forever. Tell me that we'll always be together.
album, and it sold a million copies. And you know the brother Marvin Isley, you know, his career ended in that same year because he had a bout with diabetes that forced him to have his legs amputated. So Ron and Ernie, to this day, they carry on as the duo from then on. And you know, they were very successful in 2001, where they had sold over 2 million copies and featured the top 10 hit single, Contagious. And the album sold 2 million copies. And like I said, which made the Isley Brothers the only act to reach the Hot 100. In fact, the chart's top 50 during the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s, the 1980s, the 1990s, and the 2000s. And, you know, currently they have another single out now, another album out, and they still keeping the name going strong, the Isley Brothers. I'm going to leave you with a song that they did with R. Kelly called What Would You Do? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hello, ladies. How are y'all doing tonight? Can I keep it real and say what's on my mind? There you are in that chair waiting for me to take you back, to break it down and sing to you and make you feel these words are true.
Bye.
Who's gonna be the lucky one who wants me to spend some money on them and have some fun? Tell me, I choose you. What would you do?
What would you do if I said all of these words were true?
What would you,
what would you do if I came down and
what would you do?
What would you do if I told the band to break it down?
Oh.
What would you do if I said I wanna be you?
Whoa.
What would you do if I put this money in?
What you do?
What would you do if I said I like to
what
see
would
you,
you do?
What would you do,
baby,
if I brought you up here on your stage? What would you do?
Tell me.
What would you do?
The lights are down.
Yeah.
The mood is set.
Yeah.
The sound is right. I'm here. Look to my left and check my crowd. Look to my right,
yeah,
to see if they are ready now.
Bye.
Tell me who out there feels lucky.
Bye.
Wants me to take them shopping and buy them everything. Now what would you
what
do?
What would you do, yeah, if I said all of these words were true?
What would you do?
What would you do if I came down there and said that?
What?
You know? What would you do,
what,
if I told the band to break it down?
Break it down!
What would you do if I said I wanna lay you down?
No.
What would you do if I
put this money in your hand?
What would you do,
baby,
if I said I'd like to be
your man?
What would you do if I brought you up here?
Right up here.
What would you do?
If I got you, yeah, yes I will, and I'll even take you, girl, will, you'll have and a
credit card.
What would you do, baby, what would you do, what would you do, girl?
What would you do if I
said I gotta know, I've gotta know?
What would you do if I put this money
right in your hand?
What would you do if I said,
girl, what would you do?
What would you do if I brought you up here on the stage?
On the stage?
What?
Ladies, it's showtime. Sit back and unwind. I'm about to make you mine.
If I told the band, what would you do if,
oh,
I said I wanna live?
I wanna know. I wanna know. I wanna know.
I wanna know.
I wanna know.
I wanna know.
I wanna know.
Enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul, celebrating one of the most important and influential groups of the last half century, the Isley Brothers. They just came out with a new single with Beyonce, Make Me Say It Again, Girl. And they're still keeping it going strong. Ron and Ernie keeping the legacy of the Isley Brothers going strong. I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you reach out to me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And you can also follow me on Instagram, PROFTLove, Professor T Love. And make sure you like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Check out our fabulous lineup of shows on the A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music radio network on Live 365. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the radio network, keeping it strong, keeping it going strong. I'm very excited about the new things that will be coming up for A Bowl of Soul radio network. And make sure you get some soul to go. Just like you can turn your phone, your cell phone, into a transistor radio by downloading this podcast and other podcasts. You can go back in the archives. You can go to abowlofsoul.com and download some soul to go. Want to give a shout out to my affiliate radio stations that I'm on, DPS Radio Columbus, Ohio, giving them a shout out. The legendary Melvin Jordan, legend107radio.com. Make sure you check out Legend 107 Gospel as well. He has a show on my network called Gospel Vibrations. 105 Jam the Basement in Las Vegas, Nevada. They carry A Bowl of Soul, and Sounds of Soul Radio in Gary, Indiana carries A Bowl of Soul. I want to celebrate and thank Rhythm Gold Radio for carrying A Bowl of Soul in England. Also, DalSoulRadio.com with the infamous Mr. Dallas on iHeartRadio from in Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to thank him so much for carrying A Bowl of Soul. And also want to thank VRCVLY Radio Service down in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I want to thank all the listeners that are tuning in. Definitely love y'all. Thank you for, you know, having me on your radio network as well. And also I want to thank the Progressive Radio Network as well. Program Director Catherine Davis, thank you so much for allowing A Bowl of Soul to continue to be on the Progressive Radio Network. A shout out to Mr. Gary Noe, who gave me my big break in doing radio on his radio network, bringing my show to his radio network. Much love to the people at Progressive Radio Network. This is Professor T Love. You know, definitely another thing is my condolences to the family of the legendary Mr. Richard Roundtree, who, for all of us who know, which I didn't know, he used to work at Barney's on 17th Street, right here in New York City, Union Square area. And he worked at a clothing store, which is Barney's, right? And he got, you know, he was discovered by Tom Ford, who had the modeling agency, and his career took off from that. And he also, if you haven't seen the old magazine ads in Ebony Magazine or Jet Magazine, you would see Richard Roundtree. He was a part of the Ebony Fashion Fair. And you know what? He became the iconic, he's a great actor, but he became the iconic John Shaft with that killer soundtrack from Isaac Hayes, talking about who is the man who risked his neck for his brother man, Shaft. And we're going to miss him dearly, and my condolences to his family, Mr. Richard Roundtree. And this is Professor T Love. I love you. Thank you so much for supporting and listening to A Bowl of Soul. Have a great weekend. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.